guys, welcome back to Uncommon Faith. I'm Amber.
And I'm Ashley.
And on today's episode, we're going to touch a little bit on what it's like to raise teenagers, boys or girls. And the things that we have to go through nowadays versus when we were growing up.
Yeah, that's a heavy topic, I think, because I feel like we're really just in the thick of it right now.
Yep. You've got yours that's trying to be a teenager too fast, and I have mine that's trying to be an adult too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I literally had to tell mine today to pack his stuff and move out. If you think he can handle it, get out. There's the door. Bye. I'm not playing anymore. We will tolerate only so much as moms. And as a single mom not having that backup, oh boy.
Yeah.
And a single mom to a smart kid. Mm-hmm. Today I was told that he lives in what did I tell you?
A dictatorship.
Dictatorship is what my son told me today. This is a dictatorship. And I said, oh yeah, it is. You're my child and I tell you what to do. And I told him, well, yeah, it is. That's how life is. You're the child. I'm the parent. I guess if you want to call this a dictatorship, it is what it is. But you will follow my rules, like them or not.
Do you feel like your parenting style is like the same as your mom's parenting style growing up, or how do you differ?
It's very similar. I give him a lot more lenience, that's for sure. Yeah, he's got it way easier than I had it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never enough.
In what way? How does it exactly differ?
For me growing up, I couldn't even have certain posters on my wall. They'd get torn down, mm-hmm. so I would hide them on the back of my door. With my kid, if you want to put a pro poster up, that's fine. But just remember who you represent and the whole purpose of being in the world. I always try and bring Jesus into it and let him know who he represents. And right now, at this age, he's just kind of going through the, I want to be more cool. And so he just doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand me protecting him from the world. It's just more of, oh, what I can't do and what I can do. In his eyes, I'm a horrible person that puts too many rules down.
Yeah. I think that as you get old, closer to being 18 and you can legally leave, I know at least for myself as a teenager, it's not that I felt like I knew it all, but I didn't want to have to, I wanted to get a job and I wanted to move out. I wanted to have my own space. I wanted to make my own rules. So it wasn't that I was just like, I know everything. I'm just like, okay, well, right. I feel like I'm ready to do the next step.
Right. And today he told me on that note, he told me, well, how am I supposed to learn how to live if you don't let me live? I'm like, oh gosh, here we go.
What exactly does he want? What are you keeping him from?
So right now he has this job, and what's happening is his job doesn't let him off sometimes till 12:30, 1 a.m. And then the next day he won't wake up on time for school.
Yeah.
And so he misses the day of school. And I told him, I said, if it happens one more time, you're putting in your 2 weeks notice. He's like, what? You can't do that. I said, if you don't do it, I will do it actually. He's like, you can't. I'm the one that has to do it. I said, well, I'm the one that has to take you there. So guess who's not taking you to work? You'll get a no-show, no-call. Sorry, bud.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's so mad about that. But then top it off, the girl he likes works at the job. So for me, it's even more motivation to go put in his two-week notice. I don't know this girl's moral values. I don't know her family. I don't know if this girl goes to church and you're trying to go to a movie at night with her. I don't think so. Nice try, buddy. Do you know how you were made? That's what I'm trying to prevent. Don't lead by my example. Do better. That's what I'm trying to prevent him from, is following the same path that I took and trying to teach him to do better. But because they know that about the parent, it's kind of like they use that, well, you did it. Well, exactly. And do you like my life right now? Do you like where you live? If you want better, do better.
Yeah.
And so it's a back and forth battle with this one. And he thinks he's so smart and grown and has life figured out. Gonna do cryptocurrency. That's what he's gonna do when he gets out of school. I started laughing. I'm like, well, good luck with that one, buddy. All these kids, they wanna be TikTok famous or do crypto exchange. Like, what is with these kids anymore? Like, that's not real life. Come on.
Yeah, honestly. That's
so frustrating.
I mean, don't get me started on the finance stuff. Because that's just such a new thing that we don't know a lot about. Like, Evan's been playing around with it a little bit, but it is so up and down that I think it hasn't really even gotten past $100.
Right.
And he's put in, I don't know how much he's, like, he'll do like surveys or like that type of stuff. So it's not really like money from his paycheck. He's just like doing a couple surveys and putting a couple bucks in. But
right.
There hasn't been, you know, it hasn't tracked for a long time. So it's literally just up and down, up and down, up and down. And you have to remind him that, what is that? There's a Bible verse about that if you are wise with the little money that you have, then God will bless you, something around that. I'm paraphrasing because I don't know exactly which Bible verse it is. But man, oh man, if I... Like, even I can just vividly remember being 18 and working at Target. I'm already graduated. I have a car that I'm kind of making the payments on because they didn't make very much at Target. I think it was like seasonal. I didn't even last very long. And I was like, I have a car. I have, you know, I have a job, quote unquote. And I'm ready to just, you know, fly the coop. But if I would have, but if I, like, I can now look at it and be like, but you were barely making that much. And clearly it was seasonal. They didn't hire you on full time. And that's still a minimum wage job. I was kind of taking a couple college classes and I kind of knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't have any way of, you know, stepping up, you know, to be more successful. You know what I mean? Like, when you live with your parents in college, you're not worrying about that. So you can get educated, you can have a job and you can save and you can do all that. But if you take out that foundation of having a safe place where you can stay, you are responsible for doing all those other things. And I remember asking my grandparents for like $20 for gas. Like, if you're asking other people for gas money, you're not handling your crap on your own. You know what I mean? Like, as a teenager. So you shouldn't be like, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm ready.
Right.
I'm ready to do this. In terms of him wanting to date, have you thought like, we'll have him invite her over? So you can meet her?
Yeah. Yeah. That'll never happen.
He won't do that?
No. So what I did was went into his work the other night just to see who she was. Mm-hmm. And already just by seeing how low cut her shirt was, I kind of already have a judgment on her. I was like, that's not happening. And you drive? No, girl. Bye.
She doesn't. Oh, yeah. Right. She does drive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, this mama's not dumb.
You're just like, not my baby.
Not my baby. I was you, girl. Bye.
But what if she's gonna, what if she could be influenced by you?
I know, you never know. That's true. But at the same time, right now, I don't have the capacity to do that. So it's not the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's a rough time for him to be going through all these things. When you just have so much going on health-wise, emotionally and mentally.
Yeah.
But maybe it's also
he's
acting up because of all of these things going on with you.
Probably. I mean, just the way he talks to me right now, like as of ever since I got home from the hospital, I'm like, ugh, I just want to kick his butt. Oh, teenagers, they're not fun. And you get to go through it twice.
I think it's the thing with kids right now that they are so, like, everything after COVID and all that, like, it has taken a huge toll on them emotionally and mentally. That,
yeah,
especially like the ones are like just starting middle school, and they were kind of already going down because they all have cell phones and they don't know how to interact with people in person. And they get so, like, introverted, right, and socially, right, awkward. And then being around people, all of a sudden they start to develop anxiety and depression. And I kind of think that that's what we're at, yeah, is dealing with the mental health aspect of it. Like, we're just in such a weird place with having moved again from the place that we had been the longest to then get here right before COVID hit. So she started school, was there for a month, and then they went remote learning. And that was just, I think she already had a disposition of having things a certain way and having a schedule. Like, and when you count on that routine, at least of being in school physically, learning, right, from your teacher, having interaction, you know, like, I know it was a new school, but still kind of a routine, and to throw them into doing remote learning. Like, we had so much trouble with that. Like, she was not handling that very well. And then,
yeah,
then we went back and forth, right, from remote to hybrid. So she went a couple days and she hated it. And she's always been, mm-hmm, such a social person. Usually, like, she'll make friends pretty quick, but this time around, like, she didn't have that. And then you start middle school like that, remote and then hybrid in a new place. I mean, that wouldn't be fun for me, yeah, when you're changing.
I blame TikTok for a lot of this in the social behavior.
You do. But so you're saying that we are like our parents' generation of blaming stuff on Marilyn Manson, the music we listen to. We have become those parents.
Yep, I have, for sure. I blame TikTok for a lot of these kids' behaviors. Absolutely.
But can you blame it for Aiden's? Because he's not really on TikTok, right?
He gets on it occasionally. I blame just the generation we live in for my child's. And the, mm-hmm, kids that he surrounds himself with, because they choose to be the way that they are. And a lot of them do watch TikTok. And so that's where a lot of this attitude comes from, and this new way of life comes from, just social media in general. They're trying to live up to this certain hype and be like these other kids that they see.
Yeah.
Like, my 17-year-old son's priority right now is money. Not grades, not finishing or completing high school, but money. Why are we jumping straight to making money? There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's hard when you try and teach your kids these life lessons. Mm-hmm. They kind of will take what they're going to hear and run with it. So it's like, you teach them about, you know, saving yourself till marriage, and, right, being responsible and a work ethic and stuff like that. And then you're like, okay, you can get a job. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to focus on this. This is all I care about. Or you see people who are like, but I didn't graduate high school. Or you, because there's so many people like on social media, like, I didn't graduate high school, and look at me, I have this successful business. Well, that's your, right, story. But that doesn't mean, right, we should encourage people to drop out of school.
Right. And that's what a lot of people are doing. A lot of these influencers are saying, I'm making 5 figures a year and I didn't even go to college. And so now a lot of these teenagers are like, well, I could do that too. I don't need to go to college. What's the point? And that's mm-hmm. where a lot of it is truly coming from. It's unfortunate to see.
Yeah, with that, with them trying to encourage people their age who didn't do those things, they're forgetting that they are also, you know, speaking to kids who are still in middle school and high school, and then they get those ideas in their head.
Right.
So that's really hard to fight against, is what's out there, the culture, what's out there, and the comparison of how we grew up and, you know, having that kind of work ethic and whatnot. Like, I try to tell, you know, Riley all the time that it's hard out there and you need to be wise with your money. You need to, I'm telling, even the basics, like, be kind to people. You know, she was talking about how at the other day, some kid like kind of baited her friend into making a racist comment, but not really, like, cause he didn't identify with that race, mm-hmm. but he like did that. And so then a whole bunch of people were ganging up on her friend. And mm-hmm. so Riley told us about all this. And then she said how she defended mm-hmm. her friend, which we're like, oh, that's great that you defended your friend. But then she was saying she was calling them names. I'm like, well, that's not the way to defend your friend. So sometimes they get some of the message, and other times they don't get the message at all. Right. Raising teenagers, in your opinion, harder than raising a newborn?
Absolutely, 1,000%. I wish my child would go back into a diaper at this point.
Maybe you should just get him like an adult diaper and be like, sorry, kid, we're going back. You need a reset.
That's it. We need to revert. We're going back in time.
You know what? It's funny because there's this Disney short. I think it's called, I don't know how to pronounce it. It was B-A-O. I think it's Bao or Bao or something. Yeah. But it's, I think, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, it's like the mom has the baby, but it's actually a dumpling. So it's just a dumpling until like the end, and then you see that it's a baby, but she was like so protective that she ended up eating the dumpling, and then she was really sad about it. But then the dumpling is actually a person, and he had left, and you know, with a girl, and they were going to get married, and she just had a really hard time with letting go of right. him growing up.
Yeah, that's definitely how I feel lately. I'm just like, oh, I kind of just want to eat you up. Like helicopter mom and not let you mm-hmm. leave the house.
It's harder when they grow that independence and he's yeah. about to get his license.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I don't like it at all. Did I tell you what we did yesterday?
No.
We finally got on the freeway. Oh my goodness.
How was that?
I just don't think that teenagers' brains can multitask, honestly. Because it was like, don't forget to look over your shoulder. Don't forget to put your blinker on. And he's like, Mom. I'm like, what? That's normal. Like, those are the things you have to do. But talk about giving me a heart attack. I'm like, all right, dude. He's determined. If I survive the stroke, I might survive a heart attack, right? I think he's trying to test the waters.
Oh, that's scary. I don't even want to go there yet.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Like, I've barely gotten to, I mean, I think I've gotten over the fact of, like, she's old enough to watch her little brother, but I still don't like to go very far.
Right, just in case. Or for
long periods of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know.
Yeah, but I think also because he is so crazy that, you know, I don't want anything to happen. I know that she can take care of her brother.
But she can't catch him when he tries to jump off the balcony.
Yeah. It's, thankfully we don't have a balcony. But he's also really strong and he's really fast. And even for myself, like, I was always mm-hmm. afraid of... Like, he's going to get big and he's going to, like, be able to like manhandle his little mama, I think.
Do dumb stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the club. That's how I feel on a daily. When you have to look up to your teenager, that's not
Even in the wheelchair, you still have to look up.
Yeah. Well, now I went from 5'6" to 3'2" next to my 6'3", 17-year-old. It's not fun. Crazy. But speaking of putting them back in diapers, I'm kind of curious because we've never talked about this with you. Are we done or do we want to have another one? I think you and I have had this conversation before, but I can't remember what you said.
I don't know. Sometimes, we just opened up our new room at the daycare and it's babies. So we have babies like 12 to 24 or 12 to 18, I think. And so we have 3 classrooms now. And we have a baby.
Oh boy.
And at the, like literally like she did not want me to put her down. Like anytime I started to walk like buckled her into the little high chair so she could play and have snacks, whatever. And I'm trying to like stand in the hallway so that the other kid can go to the bathroom and keep an eye. And she starts crying. And I'm like, do I want another one? Because it's harder, but it's
because you have the older ones
a little bit easier to be in that mindset. Like I can still change diapers, but like baby, where they're plus my kids were never, they were never,
right?
They never cried when I dropped them off at anything like Sunday school or whatever. Like they were never like clingy to me. Even with Caleb, who was a breastfed baby, like he's still kind of clingy, but like he's always been social. And I'm thankful that I didn't have to deal with that. And I feel really bad for the moms that do. You know, like we have another mom who started – we have 2 new moms who started working there. And they have their kids there.
Yeah.
And so Monday I had one of the kids, and he cried the whole time.
Oh, man.
And she can hear it because she's working there. So she's in another classroom and she can hear it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the next day he's crying and we can hear it, but then she's in the classroom with me and she's like, I feel so bad. And how do you do this? I'm like, it takes them a little time to adjust, but it's a lot easier to just rip the Band-Aid off. It's not good it's the same thing when you're like, when you have them there, like they're going to, when you have them at home. And you're going through those different transitions. You got to do it. You got to do the follow through. And I think it's the same thing for teenagers. Yep. You know, like you have to have the follow through. And it's not easy to have the follow through because you get tired and you get lazy.
It's draining to say no, 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 no. You want to cave every once in a while.
Yeah, just so you could like have the peace.
Exactly.
And I think they know that they know they can nag you until, you know, pretty much nag you to death. My main thing is like we have certain rules, especially with the kid. Caleb doesn't have to, but Riley has the computer for schoolwork that they gave her. And I would prefer to not have that. You know what I mean? Like, why can't we use books? You know what I mean? Like, that's just – I know that it's –
yeah.
It might be easier, but isn't it kind of detrimental to them? I know we talked about earlier how they don't talk. They can't talk to people face to face.
They don't communicate well anymore.
Yeah, because it's all
behind a screen. And everything's done on the computer. Yep.
Yeah. I have no hope for humanity.
Thanks, technology. You've ruined our children.
Yeah. And we're the last generation to have had kind of – you know,
books that we had to take home.
The happy medium. She still brings like books home and stuff, but we had both worlds because it was starting to come up. And so we still know how to talk to people. We still know how to have conversations. Right. We still know how to kind of understand, you know, like emotional health and emotional well-being in a way. Like we know how to read people.
Right.
And right. Here they're like, you know, I've said it before, like back in the day, like when the kids were starting to get phones, you know, like super mm-hmm. early, like 7 to 10 years old or 7 to 12 or whatever.
Right.
And she would be like texting them from my phone and they get really mad or upset because they're not texting back right away. I'm like, dude, these are not like these cell phones are not like our leashes. Like we right. don't have them on us. And you need to understand that. Also, you need to understand that maybe their parents took it away. You know?
Yeah.
It's not fair, you know? It's not fair to be put in these situations where, you know, we have to give small children phones. I know that's a lot with, like, divorced couples.
I was going to say, I was guilty of being that parent. Aiden did get a cell phone at about 8 years old. But it was because he went to his irresponsible father's house that yeah. – I knew that I had no other way to get a hold of my child but to have him carry his own phone.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, that's how it goes sometimes, but putting yeah. a limit on it is the hard part.
I've heard that, like, you know, different scenarios, like, you know, not that the other person is irresponsible, but that they don't allow the mom to reach them or vice versa. And so, or like a grandparent won't let them talk to their right. kid. I'm like, that's so, it's just right. So messed up. Everything's so messed up. Life is so messed up.
It's not okay. So is this a yes or a no on the baby thing?
I digress. yeah, that's a – I think that's a no. I think it's a no.
Yeah. I love my sleep too much. That's my problem. You can cry all day. That doesn't bother me. But you wake me up at 2 a.m., we have a problem.
Come and visit the daycare, and we'll put you in the room and see if you can handle. Yeah, like no. Monday I had – the new kid and one who's fairly new, maybe like a week or so, and they were both just feeding off each other, and then they both get attached mm-hmm. to me, like I'm taking care of them. The other teacher has the rest of the class.
Yeah.
And it's just ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. You're good with your two, I'm good with my one.
Yeah, I think the moral of the story is teenagers are hard. Kids are hard. Being a parent yeah. is hard.
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 So I want to hear something funny.
Huh.
So I got a phone call on Mother's Day from my son's father and his new baby mama. Mm. And the comment he made just killed me. He said, man, you guys go through so much delivering the kids. Ugh, gross. You guys should get paid for it. I said, isn't that funny? You think that we should get paid for it. I said, mm-hmm. So does the government. Still waiting. I can't believe he even made that comment, though. I was dying. I'm like, really? We think that, too. I'd love to get paid for having your child, but now you see it? It was just like, wow, that really came out of you. I bet you wanted to swallow those words right back.
Like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but you know who said it, so.
Oh my gosh.
I was dying.
Like funny, like, at least you had like a good laugh on Mother's Day.
I sure did. That, and then I got to talk to my son's mm-hmm. little sisters, right? So I got to tell them, oh, your brother has a girlfriend. Guess what the older sister said? She said, ugh. And she put her fist up. She's gonna
like take her out.
Like, she's not happy about it. Yep. I was like, yes, that's exactly what I need. Hold on. I wish you were a little bit older.
Is it like that? Is it official?
It's not official, but like, it's very monitored, whatever it is. Very monitored. And I don't like it, not one little bit. It's not fun.
Oh my gosh. Are you going to be like that type of mom if he gets married?
I am. I am.
You're like, no shame. No shame.
No shame. You're taking my baby from me. Mm-mm. No. As long as it's a good girl, I'm not going to be that mom.
Yeah. Well, this should be a fun little episode.
We'll have to get more into the relationship thing later.
I don't want to think about this. I just want to bury my head in the sand. And you know what? It doesn't help. It doesn't help that I've got pictures all over my house of Riley at all the different ages.
Just bury your head. Yeah. Right. So then it just brings back all the sad memories. Like, stop growing. You gradually see them growing. I remember when my mom did that, she had all of our school pictures on the wall. How weird is that our parents did that? Like, here you go as a baby, and then throughout the years.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, because you want to see them grow, but there really is a grieving.
You want to see them grow, but
it really is a grieving process. And I was told this by a therapist that you are grieving when you're, because that personality that they have is gone, and that they've, you know, evolved into the next stage of life for them. And it sucks. And it's so sad. So I encourage you, listeners, other moms, I don't really know. I mean, we're kind of in it, so I don't really have any good advice.
Right. Let us know if you do.
Yeah, give us your advice, because we're just sad. We're just so sad that our children are growing and they're getting driver's license and they're like 1 foot out the door. And they're sassy, and they think that they have life figured out, and they don't. They haven't even – if we haven't figured life out yet in our – you know, by our late 20s and 30s.
Right.
You know, and it, like, they haven't figured it out.
Not even close.
Like, they – it's – I guess it's all about your 30s now. It's not really about your 20s. It's about your 30s.
Yeah.
So where can we find you, Amber?
You can find me on Instagram at Amber_N_G.
You can find me at...
I was going to ask.
You can find me... Yeah, sorry. You can find me at Ashley.Reed. And you can find us both at Uncommon Faith Podcast on Instagram, as well as uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com. And we hope you all had a great Mother's Day weekend.
Yes. Send us the advice.
Send us the advice, please.
So we can share it on our next podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. We look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah. Stay tuned till next week. Bye.
Bye.